This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album by singer Jen Hsu. She was born in Illinois and studied classical voice and performed jazz standards coming up. She sung in saxophonist Steve Coleman's bands and recorded in a duo with bass player Mark Dresser. Jen Hsu has also spent years in East Asia studying regional musics, languages, and literature. Kevin says that research echoes through her own music.
The sun had set and we stood in silence, waving goodbye for the first and last time. Dragon in barn and shining crew climbed up the mountain back to life divine, and I climbing down, remembering the fire.
Jen Hsu from her strangely beautiful new album with her band Jade Tongue. It's called Sounds and Cries of the World, as if it's some ambitious global anthology. But Hsu's music is intensely personal. Nothing sounds quite like it, even as it reveals her long immersion in musics of Taiwan and East Timor, where her folks are from, and related studies in Korea and Indonesia. Jen Hsu learned old songs from the elders of several cultures as part of her immersion method, but the melodies she sings are almost all hers. The texts are her own, or drawn from East Asian poetry, or even from a harrowing passage in East Timor's Truth and Reconciliation Report. Hsu says some of these songs stem from strange, sometimes scary dreams she had while living in East Timor. The music catches the eerie, oozy fluidity of a dream, where relationships are ever mutable and the ground may slip beneath your feet. Her title, Bloom's Mouth Rushed In, isn't a James Joyce reference, but I like that glancing connection to his slippery narratives. This is challenging material for the interpreter, but Jen Hsu surrounds herself with improvisers who tune right in. Viola player Matt Maneri hears and echoes her microtonal inflections. Trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusari's tone is voice-like to begin with, and it's thrilling when voice and horn converge. Bassist Thomas Morgan isn't afraid of open space, but won't leave you hanging. And Dan Weiss's drumming is informed by his deep study of Asian musics.
Shedding the smell of tears, sorrowful grief at the edge of the garden.
Jen Hsu also on a Taiwanese lute there. Her music can parallel modernized versions of East Asian traditional musics, like Indonesia's Jaipongan. But steeped in the old ways, as her singing and sometimes mythic lyrics are, in the end, she brings all that baggage back home. Her vibrato is more American than East Asian. Those huge upward leaps she makes owe something to traditional melodic patterns, but also to her love of Joni Mitchell.
With his images haunting, and my transformation by his etched reflection.
Jen Hsu's music operates in some unpatrolled border zone, blurring lines between folk song and art song, the traditional and the avant-garde, Western and Eastern, between waking consciousness and dream logic. Her album, Songs and Cries of the World, is no drive-by encounter between musical cultures, no cherry-picking of exotic licks. This is research and experience absorbed and reimagined.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Sounds and Cries of the World by singer Jen Hsu and her band Jade Tongue. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Chef Michael Solomonov talks about creating modern Israeli cuisine for Americans and describes what it was like before he was sober when he was running his restaurant while addicted to drugs. He co-founded the Philadelphia restaurant Zahav and has a new cookbook called Zahav, A World of Israeli Cooking. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Yenny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.